Yevamos, Perek Yud Mishnah Vov. Now we're going to enter a new inyan, and this is the inyan of one of the brothers, one of the Yabmin, who's a Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yom Echad. Now let's start with a basic hanocha. If somebody dies and his wife is Nefelis Liyibum, there's no nafkimina klapi the etzes zikis Yabmin, and her Issa Lashuk, it doesn't make a difference if the brother is 99, 19, or 9. It doesn't make a difference if he's a godel, a cotton, if he could be miyabim, if he can't be miyabim. The fact of the matter is that there's a brother, and she's skuka to a brother who's zoikik her liyibu. She has an issa deraisa lachutz. In fact, I even know of a case, many years ago in Yerushalayim, there was a young couple, and Nebuchadnezzar, they were walking a few weeks after Shevet Brachos, and a car jumped the curb, and Nebuchadnezzar killed this younger magic. He came from a large family, but he had many sisters. His next brother, he was a younger man, a Yerushalmi younger man of 1920. When he got married, his next brother was 3 or 4. The halacha is that a cotton's chalitza is not a chalitza deraisa. Nebuch, this young Weibel who was married for all of 2 weeks, had to wait 10 years in order to get a chalitza. Storm darke Hashem, but that's lemaisa, that halacha lemaisa. When you have a yovam, like we said, even if he's a ben yom echad, he's zoikik. But here we have halacha when he's ben tesh shon yom echad. Chazal mekabel that the age by which a bia is a bia deraisa is obviously not to be koine, because he can only be mekadesh an isha ben shloisha. So he also won't be chayv an arayis unless it's a bar mitzvah. But ben tesh shon yom echad, his maisa bia is a maisa bia. So lemoshul, let's say a mamzer that's ben tesh shon yom echad is bo on isha, he passes for lekuna. She lemaisa, she was nifselus leposelo. See, here we have one of the yabmin, a younger brother who's a ben tesh shon yom echad. The halacha is that be'etzem his yibum is not chal, and this needs a little bit hes. But why? Normal, the reason why a cotton can't be koina is because he's not a bardas. So he doesn't have the das to be koina. L'chayra, yibum is a ma'isa we learned in the fifth parak. That habo yivim te ben b'shoikik, ben b'mezik, ben b'oinis, ben b'rotzoin. L'ma'isa the yibum is a yibum. So you don't need das. So why would a cotton be any less? And l'chayra, what one has to add is that the idea that a cotton can't be koina because he's loved by a das is not because his ma'isa is without das. His ma'aseh be'etzem is with das. There's a halacha that he doesn't have the din. We call that das. That anything he does can create, could do, could undo. Nothing he does can create a chalois. If he does a ma'aseh kinyan, doesn't mean it's not a ma'aseh kinyan, but his ma'aseh kinyan can't shaf a chalois of bailus. There's a musik, which l'chayr is deraisa, called das achayr makna. If a godel gives a cotton something, the cotton could be do a ma'aseh kinyan, m'shicha m'sirak bo, and it will be koina. Why? Because over there you only need the cotton to do the ma'aseh kinyan. The chalois of the bailus, of the transfer of ownership, is done by the makna. That's called das achayr makna. So be'etzem, the ma'aseh of a cotton is a ma'aseh b'das, but it can't create a chalois ibum. So over here also, you're right, you don't need das for the ma'aseh, but you do need that his ma'aseh can shaf a chalois of nasis kishtel choldover, of chalois yibum. Cotton doesn't have that, and therefore yivum or any yibum. Chazal, however, will misaken that since his maisa bia is a bia, so he passels up the other brothers midrabbonon from now being able to be miyabim. The other thing that will also, they will also misaken is if he does maimer. Now maimer for a cotton doesn't make any sense. A cotton can't do maisa kedushin. But since Maimer is also a psakwazi maisi yibum, so they were misakin that a koton, ben teshu shon v'yamechot, since he could do a maisa bia, so also he could do a maisa maimar, and he'll, like any other maimar, which is all midrabonim we paskin, it'll passel up any of the other brothers from being miyabim. So the Mishnah says, ben teshu shon v'yamechot, who poisla ideach, and he passels the other brothers from being miyabim. The ha'achin poistel al yodoi, the brothers with their maimar could passel him from doing yibum. Now that's the chayr pashu. Just because he's ben teisha shonim, he's no worse than mishnayis that we had in the third parak, the fifth parak, that if there are five brothers, Reuven died and left over Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun. If Shimon does maimar, of course it prevents Zvulun from being able to be miyabim. So why does the Mishnah have to add because it's a cotton? The Gemara asked this kasha. The wording in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah also adds other words which don't make sense. Elishu poisul tchila. He passels tchila, not the achin. What does this mean? So the way the Gemara explains it, the Gemara does a chsue mechsue avachi katoni. If he, the benteshashon v'yemechud, makes maimar first, he passels the other brothers from being miyabim. But if one of the brothers, who's a godl, whose maisa kedushin is a maisa kedushin, does maimar, then his maimar we look at as a letzonus. Normally, by the way, if Reuven dies and leaves over Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar, Shimon does maimar. Of course, Shimon's maimar midrabbanan keilu it's mikadosher, and Levi Yehuda Yisachar can't be miyabim. But if Levi does maimar, since Shimon's maimar didn't free her from Zika, on a deraisa level doesn't work, it leaves over Levi that his maimar on a derabbanan level is nitfas also. And then Lamashal, if she has chalitza from Shimon, she'll need a get also from Levi. She'll need a get also from Shimon. That's all the nichnas into Perek Rebbe Gamliel, to the Mishnais in the fifth Perek. Over here, since he's a ben teisha shon v'yem echad, he doesn't have that much koyach when he does a maimer, only if he's a poisul tchila. The other brothers are poisul tchila v'soif. So the way the Gemara kneches the reading of this Mishnah is b'med varma murim, that a ben teisha shonim is only poisul l'chatchila b'maimer. Avol bia poiselas afilu b'soif. If Shimon does maimer, and then Zvulun, the youngest brother, who's a ben teisha shon v'yemechud, does bia, he prevents even Shimon, who did the maimer previously, from being miyavim. Keta. Ben teisha shon v'yemechud shabal yivimtoi, posal ha'idei achim, he passels her from being misyavim ha'idei any of the other brothers. Bo aleo achin, if any of the other brothers was bo aleo, v'osu bo maimar, or vil, over here means oi, they did maimer, or nosnu get oichot. So these are all variations of Perek Rebbe Gamliel, where all these things passled up the Zika from now being the siyamai to anybody else. So then the halach is all of them passel ayoda. They all passel for the benteisha shonim v'yayim echod. Mishnah Zayin. Benteisha shonim v'yayim echod shabo al yivimtoi. Again, the benteisha shonim v'yayim echod is bo al yivimtoi, and he's not koina, but his bia, biyase bia. Ve'achar kach bo oleh ochiv shu ben teisha shon v'yemechad. Another brother who's biyase bia, but not a godl, is posel ayodoi. The ben teisha shon v'yemechad shabo yivimte, by the way, even though his maisa bia was not miyabim, it's not a maisa asura. It says there would be a mokim lodun. Let's stop for a second. There would be a mokim lodun that heyois the benteisha shon v'yemechod is not koine, like we explained. The chalois can't be chal. The chalois yibum can't be chal for him. So what's his bia? It's tamanesh is actually like a mokim mitzvah. He doesn't have a din to do a yibum. He's being bole. He's not yoitz to the yibum. He doesn't take off the zikah. It's not naskish to the chaldova. So this is a mutcherai. It's toisus on daflam and heil mitbeis over there by bias mi'uberes. Where Milberis, where ultimately she loses she's mappled the Vlad, and because of that she's nefel sleep, but right now she was in a state where we paskin, since she's oimedes to give birth, even if she ends up miscarrying, the halach is that the Yibum is not a Yibum. Over there, in that context, since the Maisi Yibum is not a Maisi Yibum, maybe it's also a Bo Aleshesach Shalom B'Mokam Mitzvah. More than that, maybe then he can't be Miyabim her later on when she miscarries. No. We look at the Maisa Bia as a Maisa Bia of Yibum, even though the Yibum is actually not Chal. Very big Chiddush with Baruch Ber, much is very much how to understand this halacha. You have a Bia which is between a Yovam and a Yivoma that have it in Yibum, even though the Yibum is not Chal, but the Bia is a Bias Yabmin. It's not considered a Maisa Aveira, a Maisa Chavi Krisus, Shalom B'mokam Mitzvah. The same thing is true over here. Tosfos in Daf Lamed Hei makes the Tzushtel. A bias ben teisha shon v'yemechad, we don't look at it as a bias eishes ach shaloi b'mokam mitzvah. But let's say he was bo'aleo, so l'chayrish, now he should wait another 4 years, and then he should be miyabim her. But in the interim, another brother who was also underage was also bo'aleo. Posla yodid, the second bia will aser the first, because it has a din also to create some type of connection between the two of them. The lashon of Chazal is, the Gemara says that it's nasa kemaimar. when the Benteish Shan V'Yemechud is Bo'olel, even though it doesn't create a Yibam Mideraisa, it creates like a Maimer that asses up all the other brothers. That's what it does. So the second brother did that. Posla Yadi. Reb Shimon Oimer Loi Posla. Reb Shimon holds that we look at the Benteish Shan V'Yemechud as a Deraisa Dika Sofik Koinu, Sofik Ein Koinu. Not like we said before, that's for sure not Koinu. We look at it as a Sofik Koinu. So Mamanavshach, if the first one with his Maisa Bia was Koina, so then that's it. The second one's Maisa is a Maisa's nose. If the first one's not Koina, so then the second one is also not Koina. So Mel doesn't ask for Alarishon. So he looks at it like that. The way we look at it, the way we paskin, is we see it as a Maisa, which is a Maisa Poiseles, but not a Maisa Koina Midirai, so therefore it has a Toikif of a Maimer. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings from a Tosfos and Daf Nun Aleph, and he adds a Tosefes to this din. In Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that it's a Sofik Koina, so the second underage brother was Bo'olel, why don't we say that if the first one was Koina, the second one is, she was Nevelis to her husband, the Yavam, the underage Yavam's brother, Shalakidin. So it asks her out Zaina. Should ask her to her husband the Yavam. The answer is that Mistam, if he's underage, she's underage also. If she's underage, then Ketana, we say that Kilu she's Nenso, even though she was Berotzen, she thought she could be Nevelis to the other underage brother. We say Pitu Ketana Oynesu, that's a klal that we have in several places. A Ketana can never be considered she was Mizana Berotzen. She's always an Oynes. So for an Ashes Koyin, it'll ask her Labailo. But if she's not an Ashes Koyin, it won't ask her. It's only if she was Mizana Berotzen. That's one point. The other point is you could say that the second one was Bo'olel Bal Korcho. So it's not her fault. She was an Ensa. Mamish an Ensa, physically. Now, what are you going to say? You're going to say, so why would the second one, if it was Bo'olel Bal Korcho, why would it be considered Maimar, according to Tanakama, to Pasul the first? Maimar can never be done Bal Korcho. The answer is, this is not a regular Maimar, this is a Bia. It's a Bia that doesn't have a Korcho to be coined, as a Korcho to make some type of Midrabonon like Maimar. So that it can do Bal Korcho also. Bia is coined like Chilku ben Bia le Bia, Taisa says. Again, there's a Taisa and Daphne Alpha and Base.